This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to, first a word. Last night the AC broke. I just couldn't stand to come in here. Moving on. Normally, on a Friday, we like to get out there with Dan Zimmerman and talk about the week that was, according to the truth about guns, and Dan is somewhere else. So standing in for him, no less the man, is a gentleman by the name of John Bach, who joins us right now from the truth about guns. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, not only are you with Truth About Guns, tell everybody a little bit about the other website that you have, and then we'll move on. I know that I know what you told me earlier, but that's how I got to become aware of John Bach, was this website. So tell everybody about this website, please.
Well, I'm also the executive director of Gun Save Life. It's a regional gun rights organization based here in Illinois. And we defend your right to defend yourself among Illinoisans. And in a deep blue state like Illinois, that's a full-time job for a whole lot of us to keep busy and fighting for our rights and pushing back against these people that would disarm us in a heartbeat.
I've always, I know some guys up in New Jersey that are Second Amendment advocates. What is it like to be a Second Amendment advocate in Illinois?
It's ugly. It's very ugly. You've got the evil sausage-making process. It's the legislation here in Illinois where basically the Democrats who run the House and the Senate by vast margins, they dictate what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it. And just 5 years ago, we had a appellate court case that demanded that the state of Illinois adopt some form of concealed carry. And the General Assembly waited until the last hour of the last day of the spring session to pass a bill. That's an example of how the Democrats here in Illinois try to play as dirty as possible. And then you've got the pro-gun folks here that are fighting back against that, trying to fight and keep our rights that we've got and maybe expand things here or there where we get an opportunity.
Like the people I know in New Jersey, they're like, there's a million gun owners here in New Jersey. Is there any data on how many gun owners is now, you know, New York State, if everything in upper state New York, which is three quarters of the state, the very pro gun state, how is Illinois is
south of I-80. Illinois is pretty solidly pro-gun. North of I-80, specifically in the Chicagoland area, it's a little different story. But we've had a tremendous growth in the number of gun owners there in Illinois. We've got this evil firearms owner's identification card, which is a very direct way of tracking how many gun owners that we have. And when right. Barack Obama took office, we had about 1.2 million FOID card holders, and today we have about 2.4 million gun owners here in Illinois that are registered, and about 300,000 concealed carry licensees now. So we've seen tremendous growth in the number of gun owners in the last, call it 10 years, and we're very happy about that, very proud of it, and we've made the politicians well aware of the growing numbers of people that are turning to firearms ownership to protect themselves and their family. And I might also add that we have a good time doing what we do by doing things like taking a bunch of junk guns up to Chicago and selling them to the do-gooders up there for perfectly good cash, which we then take and send young schools full of mush to NRA youth shooting camps with that money to teach them the safe and effective use of firearms and to bring up the next generation the right way.
Those gun buybacks are just a target-rich environment, aren't they, to be used against themselves, aren't they?
It's pretty delightfully insurrectionist to go up there and take their money and give them a bunch of trash that doesn't work anyway,
right,
and then come home with a fistful of cards and turn them into cash and then send kids to an NRA youth camp. We got a lot of publicity about 4 or 5 years ago, international publicity. In fact, we got them for about $6,200, $6,300 that year.
Wow.
This year we brought back this year we brought back about $1,500 worth, but that's a whole new set of stories. And I got one cop in a heaping helping of trouble this year with what he did to me when we went up there this year. But we have fun with what we do, and we enjoy it, and we turn lemons into lemonade wherever we can.
Yeah. In Illinois, do they have, and I should know this, but I don't, in Illinois, do they have to have, like, for AR-15s, are they Illinois-compliant AR-15s like they are in California or New York or some of these other places where they say, well, they can't have a pistol grip and it can't have that? And no?
Nope. It's wide open. We've fought long and hard to keep them free and open to the public. It's America's favorite rifle, after all, and we intend to keep it that way right here
right.
in Illinois.
Yeah, well, hey. That's impressive. That is indeed impressive. Now, since the time, which I think it was right around 2017, right at the NRA meetup when Illinois was going to have this rule that sort of, due to what I consider to be a misperception, Springfield and Rock River got into a bit of hot water with some people saying they had done this or that. Did that law ever come to fruition that they were proposing?
That law was passed in the House and the Senate. They did cut a deal to drop their opposition in the early committee hearings on the bill that enabled it to get through the Senate. That law landed on the governor's desk, and he vetoed it. He filed a mandatory veto that was they were talking about overriding it, but the last day to override it, as the Democrats are wanting to do here in Illinois, just happened to be the Illinois Gun Owners Lobby Day, when we had about 2,000 or 2,500 Illinois gun owners completely saturate the General Assembly. And, you know, squishy works both ways. You know, we had these politicians that were kind of squishy after getting lobbied relentlessly by Moms Demand Action and all the other dozen or so gun control groups working right here in the Prairie State. And but this day there were 2,500 gun owners, just a sea of yellow everywhere, and the squishies got squishy, and they just decided not to have a vote on it. They ran out of time. And they've since passed a replacement bill that's even worse, and that's awaiting a trip to the governor's desk after the election, because, of course, the people who passed it don't want to give the governor an opportunity to veto it again for campaign purposes for this race for governor. And I will say, though, while Springfield and Rock River's lobbying outfit cut this deal, Springfield in particular has had a come-to-Jesus moment, and they are working on the pro-gun side now relentlessly with a whole lot of the rest of us. And I can't say enough good things about what Springfield has done in the last few months. Basically, after getting caught on this deal, they've hired some lobbyists, and they're not working against the interests of gun owners anymore. In fact, they're working right beside us. So very pleased in that transformation of Springfield Armory. They went from looking out for themselves to looking out to all gun owners now. So I'm pleased about that.
Well, I always have issues with gun companies that decide to skew political, because they're really no good at it. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to – they're very clumsy. I mean, is that your experience?
You know, there's a lot of things going on in the –
I tell you what, I just looked at the clock. I shouldn't have asked you that question, John.
That's okay.
You hang on. We'll answer that question after we get back. John Bach is with The Truth About Guns. We're going to get to The Truth About Guns in just a minute. Truth About Guns is – one of the most prolific gun blogs on the internet today, 10 to 15 articles with a whole stable of writers, including John Bach, including Dan Zimmerman, Jen Jake, Sam Huber, I mean, Dean Weingarten. It just goes on and on and on. All people I know, all people I respect. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. My guest is John Bach. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to John Bach, who is here tonight from The Truth About Guns. I had asked him a question, and then I had to stop him in the middle of answering it. But the question was, and John, I'm sure you remember, but let me repeat it from, in case somebody's joining us late. The question is, with these gun manufacturers, to me, they seem very clumsy when it comes to getting in the political arena. What do you think of that, John?
Well, in the case of Rock River and Springfield, they had a fairly savvy lobbyist representing them in Springfield, and he was trying to, I think, buy some access to Democrats and people who would like to take our gun rights away. I think that was a lot of what was going on, and he tried to be a friend with people who aren't our friends, and it backfired in his face in a big, big way. And I confronted him about it ahead of time, and I said, look, this is not going to go over well if you go ahead and do this, and sure enough, he did it anyway. And, you know, you've all seen the fallout. It was devastating for Springfield right there in the middle of the NRA convention. It was brutal for Rock River. Both companies have laid off people since the story broke. I think Springfield is recovering. I'm not sure where Rock River's at, but it's been a lesson well learned for any companies like them that are entertaining the idea of maybe selling out their opposition in exchange for an exemption for themselves to a state or a federal law. It didn't work out well for Smith & Wesson, and it didn't work out well for Springfield.
Now, from what I understand with the lobbyist, didn't he sort of try to go get the same exemption that the big box stores were getting for, and it had to do something numerically about how many guns sold or this, that, or the other? What were the details on that one?
No, it was purely an exemption for manufacturers of a certain size of a certain date, which basically carved it out to Springfield and Rock River exclusively. There was a second exemption tossed in there for the big box stores to make the Retail Merchants Association drop their opposition. And I think there was a further exemption for auctions to get the auctioneers to drop their opposition as well. So, you know, again, this is the dirty sausage making that is Illinois politics that we're fighting constantly. And, you know, I've written about it there at The Truth About Guns. And, of course, Gun Save Life has been right in the middle of it. And it is what it is. So, but we here at Gun Save Life here in Illinois, we work hard to represent the best interests of gun owners because we're fighting for, you know, 2.5 million gun owners here in Illinois and a whole bunch more people that are getting into guns. And we're not taking any deals or selling out for a few pieces of silver. And we're there to report it, even if it's ugly and it's not pretty. We're here to report it, and we call them as we see them.
Right. To the degree with Illinois, like it's the same way here in South Carolina. I refer to South Carolina, where I live, as the southeastern Illinois, even though we have shall issue and even though we don't have near the regime of laws against us, because it's the same kind of politician, the deeply embedded politician that seems to be in place. In the case of Illinois, is this due to a lot of non-gun owners, or is it due to Chicago being a major metropolitan area and they sort of control the state like New York controls New York State? How is it that these lawmakers stay in, especially now that you've got concealed carry? Because you've had a couple of concealed carry shootings that were nationwide noteworthy that I heard about. I definitely heard about it, and I'm not hanging out there. So, I mean, given that contrast that's happening in Illinois now where the concealed carriers are not shooting everybody over parking spaces and stuff like that, they said, is that attitude changing?
It's changing slowly, but we're battling a very gerrymandered election map here in Illinois.
Right.
We're battling generations of gun control in Chicago. You just don't unwind generations of gun control where the only people in the olden days that had handguns in particular up around Chicago were criminals and cops. And today, it's obviously a whole other world, but, you know, a lot of people, after generations of that kind of being beat into their heads, they're slow to think that somebody besides a cop would be a good guy with a gun.
Right.
You've got the snitch culture up there. You've got a lot of inner city stuff going on. You've got a lot of soft-on-crime prosecutors and judges up there where they sentence people to next to nothing for shooting at people and wounding people. There's a lot of things happening, but we're slowly changing attitudes. We've got a Gun Save Life chapter meeting there in Chicagoland now. It's being attended by more and more people, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of people in Chicago, when it comes to gun ownership, it's a lot like gay rights. a lot of these gun owners are in the closet, and they're reluctant to come out because of the social stigma of their people in their workplace and social circles. And they're slowly changing attitudes up there, but it's a slow process. It's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, we're working hard to change attitudes, and we're working to hold politicians responsible for these votes where we can. And you just have to do it a little bit at a time. Again, the other side has done it a little bit at a time with us for as long as I can remember, 30 years of doing this. And, you know, we're not going to be able to flip it the other way instantly, although with another Supreme Court justice appointment or two or three, we could get it through the courts and basically short-circuit all these gun control bits and pieces that keep coming at us from the left.
That's an outstanding point, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get Mr. Kavanaugh. So I'm very hopeful for states like yours.
I am hopeful as well, because I would love to go visit some of the Revolutionary War battle sites and historical spots in the Northeast that I cannot go to right now because I don't go anywhere and my carry licenses aren't recognized.
In one of my sports that I have around here, in South Carolina, the no guns allowed signs have the force of law.
They do here as well.
However, in South Carolina, they have, if you're going to post one of those signs, you have to comply with a whole bunch of laws, which nobody ever does. Nobody ever does.
Only one way.
So it just you know, basically what they do is they're counting on nobody doing any of the research to see if that is the case. Is that the way it works in Illinois?
To some degree, yeah. There's specific rules and regulations about how big the sign must be, the colors, the border, and all that stuff. And if it doesn't meet the guidelines, it doesn't count. Although some police officers, and there's even, I think, a few judges who think that even if the sign's not compliant, it still communicates that they don't want guns there, and they'll try to hold a gun owner responsible, although there haven't been any court cases to challenge that. And if somebody wants to arrest me for carrying in a location that's not properly posted, I welcome that, because we need a court case to establish precedent on this. I mean, the law is black lettered. Does it mean what it says, or are we going to play games with it? And I'm pretty sure that the Supreme Court, either in the state of Illinois or the national Supreme Court, is going to rule that black letter law is black letter law. And if you didn't mean it, you wouldn't have written it.
We'll be right back. My guest is John Bach from Truth About Guns. Guns save life. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
During the summit, I made clear all NATO allies must honor their obligations, and I'm pleased to report that we have received substantial commitments from members to increase their defense spending and to do so in a much more timely manner.
President Donald Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The president also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II. The president is now spending the weekend in Scotland. A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Congressman Lee Zeldin says left or right, this has to concern you.
Whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, we should be concerned about cybersecurity, whether they breach a system that has to do with the DNC or DCCC, or if it's a Republican network.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I hear something in the background. I don't know what I'm hearing. But anyway, my guest this hour is from The Truth About Guns, and it is John Bock. And we've been talking about a few things. Anything catch your eye this week on The Truth About Guns that you would like to recap?
Well, I think the biggest news is a golden opportunity for people out there who would like to see their writing get out to a huge audience nationwide. We've got the Truth About Guns Summer Content Contest, an opportunity to win a really nice Remington R1 lightweight executive 1911 style 45, also a second place Zorex Core Lock as well as the second place prize. But you know, anybody can submit good content to the site and get it up there and get it read by a whole lot of people. I remember the first time I had a piece published by The Truth About Guns many years ago. I was pretty proud of it, and missed an opportunity for just about anybody anywhere to do the same. And it's a unique opportunity available to everybody.
Yeah. I've got one or two things published there, but that was many moons ago, nearly 5 years ago, so it's been a while. That whole, punctuation thing just gets to me.
Well, I tell you what, it's a lot more complicated today. They're throwing so much software at us that, you write your article, and then you got to make sure it's got enough transitional words in it, and then to make sure it's got the right keywords, it seems like it's getting more and more complicated, but, it's all in good fun, and it's made me a better writer, and I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure Dan's always looking for new talent. And this is a summer contest, a unique opportunity to not only submit something, but maybe win something if you produce really good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's now, is there enough editorializing going on there as far as somebody being able to be corrected if they're out there and they've got the passion, they know how to write, they know how to get an idea across? It is a grammatical calamity to look at it, though.
Dan can help with that. I mean, if it's a total train wreck, you know, it's all a function of how much time he's got to work on it. But Dan is a tremendous writer and a pretty darn good editor. And I've seen some early works before he goes to work on it, because I look at the back end and peek in on some other writing now and then as I'm interested in the topics. And Dan does a fantastic job. I can't speak highly enough. You know, Robert Farago did a magnificent job and has a tremendous gift with the English language. And English was always my weak spot. You know, I got a perfect score on my math SAT, and my English was relatively weak. And here I am today communicating with people and using the English language professionally in all of my jobs. And so it's an interesting way that the good Lord puts things in front of us, opportunities that we take advantage of. So I don't know. You know, it is what it is, but submit good stuff. Dan will tweak it and put it up. And if you send it in and it looks real pretty, you're probably more likely to win that fancy Remington R1 pistol. But either way, it's still an opportunity to get your stuff out.
I gotcha. That's interesting. That is interesting. Out there in the with now, let me ask you this, because you're in Chicago or you're in Illinois, and I how much do you look at the nation nationally?
Oh, I look at the nation every day. Absolutely. You know, we do things here in Illinois that go on what happens nationally. You know, I'm on this Trump Second Amendment coalition team that was announced there you know, a couple months before the election, and of course after the election, when Hillary didn't win, as everybody predicted, all of a sudden the stock value in that went through the roof. And it's been interesting. You know, we do things here in Illinois that, frankly, a whole lot of the national gun control groups came to Illinois after they quickly found out that the gun control dog just wasn't hunting in Washington, D.C., and they had to do something to justify their paycheck. So they came to Illinois and tried to shove a lot of gun control down our throats here in Illinois, and we've fought them back. And thankfully, we haven't had anything pass yet, but it's close. It's a struggle every day. And the other side is there lobbying relentlessly on these legislators, and our hands are full.
Yeah, that always seems to be a thing. Now, when you're looking out at things nationally, though, for one of the things that I look at on a regular basis, I sometimes sort of sit back and I think there's sort of like two Americas. And I think the differences, between us seem to be almost insurmountable to a degree. And since they have... now that they've gotten their voice, I guess you would, and they've got people like Maxine Waters saying, well, it's okay to go and do these things, they seem to be wanting to default to violence. They seem to want to go that way. Do you think we sort of live in an age of an undeclared civil war?
You know, Bill, I've used the expression of soft civil war. I see this all the time, and it's impacted me personally. A couple of months ago, somebody slashed my tires in my driveway here at home, here in Bloomington, Illinois, where I live. You know, it was the same week that people threw blood on Chris Cox's house out there on the East Coast, where he lives, I think, in Virginia. People aggressively went at his wife's business. And, you know, I've had people flip me off and try to road rage on me as I'm driving down the road because they see the bumper sticker in the back window. You know, it's getting that way. The other side is getting more aggressive. You know, their President Obama told them, you know, when somebody pushes you, punch back twice as hard. And
right.
They're kind of taking that to heart. And I encourage people to carry their gun with them everywhere they go, because you don't want to forfeit to one of these lunatics like James Hodgkinson from right here in Illinois, as a matter of fact, who went out there and tried to assassinate a whole boatload of Republicans for their charity baseball team. This stuff happens, and you have to be on guard. You know, being a pro-gun activist today is not without risk, both personal and professional.
Right. So, do you think there's a way back? Do you think there's a way where we, I mean, I think the majority of people that are anti-gun don't know what they're talking about, and they're just parroting, or if you want to be better, being a minor bird, just sort of making the same noise they hear and repeat. I think the actual hardcore anti-gunners are the leftists that want to, you know, take us to the socialism and everything else. But do you think there's any sort of way to, and we've only got about a minute, 15 seconds, so I'll ask the question and you sit there and you think about it while we're doing it. Is there going to be any way that you or anybody else who, you know, reasonable people can think of besides giving them what they want? Because they can't get gun control legislatively, not on the federal level. It's just not going to happen. They're about to lose all leverage on the Supreme Court. I mean, things are changing, and it's going to go down to the states, but the Supreme Court might be pushing the states around a little bit and saying, you know, this Constitution thing, you guys have been ignoring, no more of this. So on the eve of this, as we stand on this, looking for them, they're looking at the abyss.
Yes.
And for them, that's going to be a big issue. So I don't know. Do you see, and the question when we get back is, do you see any way back for us to come together and get past this? But John is at The Truth About Guns. He is at Guns Save Life. He is a Second Amendment advocate in Illinois, which means he doesn't get to have coffee with too many people on a regular basis and talk shop, I would imagine. I hope I'm wrong. Anyway, truthaboutguns.com. My guest is John Bach. This is Lock and Load.
There's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life, and I asked him a question prior to us going to break. So now, John, the question is, how do we get back? Is there a way to get back? What do you think?
I think we're already coming back. President Trump's policies have energized this economy like we haven't seen in generations. The unemployment rates among blacks and Latinos is, I think, approaching historic lows. Workforce participation is up sharply. And nothing gets people's minds off of being disaffected or angry or jealous of other people than success in their own lives. And nothing creates success like a good paying job that's gets you some benefits. And I think this is already underway. And, a lot of people were talking about the big blue wave that was going to sweep out a whole bunch of Republicans this election. Well, it's looking more like a big red wave. And I think with some additional genuine conservatives being brought into office, I think we're going to continue to see some social changes that allow people to achieve the American dream without turning to the government as the solution to their problems, solving problems for themselves, which is, quite frankly, the American way.
Yeah. So with all of the, like, I have noticed that Antifa is not nearly as prevalent as they used to be. But do you think that we'll see more fringe attacks and more violence? Because here's the thing. If they're out there and they really believe we're Nazis and we're this and we're that, and this policy on the border that they only just discovered with Trump that Bubba signed back in the 90s, if they really believe all of that stuff about us, don't they need to do something about us? Isn't that going to lead them to want to do something about us?
You know, there's some people that think that the moon landing was faked. 6% of the population thinks the moon landing was fake. There's going to be a segment of the population out there who just willfully will not ascribe to the truth. And you just can't worry about those types. All they've got right now, quite frankly, is violence and aggressive, unthinkable things in the world of civil discourse. And you just have to take that for what it is. But the fact that more people are working right now, the unemployment rates are going down, the increased number of opportunities for a whole lot of people, that does not make a good recipe for identity politics. And the Democrats right now are shaping up to be in a world of hurt. They're already at historic lows in terms of their power in state and federal legislative positions. And this election, I think, is going to send them even further backwards into time. And it's going to be, I think, good for America with opportunities to achieve the American dream. A lot of good things can happen here and will happen. And yeah, there's going to be some people that are just going to gripe and moan and caterwaul, but that's the way it's always going to be. That's all they've got left right now. And just look at Hillary today, shrieking and crying. You've got these indictments today, but they don't say how they achieve these indictments, and so you didn't get an opportunity to look at the DNC servers. It's all...
Yeah, that's the point. Everybody's missing that point, aren't they? How did they come upon this thing to know they hacked it when the DNC never gave them the servers? Yeah.
Just a lot of deep state politicking going on, and Donald Trump is unwrapping that and dismantling it day by day, but there's a lot of it. But, he's doing a great job, and he works from one fire to another. Sometimes he's putting out two or three fires at once, and he's been masterful with the whole thing. I think the best days of America are ahead of us. As the expression goes, make America great again. Well, Donald Trump is doing that, and I look forward to six more years of him, and I'm guessing you probably do, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But this is the thing. I did not catch this. Has Hillary come out and said something regarding this indictment? Is she like, see, I told you he was illegitimate. See, I told you I won. What has she done now?
She's not complaining about that. She's saying that Judge Kavanaugh can take us back to the 1850s in social policy and all that kind of BS. And, she probably had to have somebody prop her up to say that, or she was saying it from a bed somewhere, because I don't think she can walk up a couple of steps without somebody there to hold her hand and back brace on. So, she's in a world of hurt, and I welcome her reentry into the 2020 presidential race. It could be even more entertaining than Elizabeth Warren or some of these other kooks out there. Life is good looking forward for gun owners and conservatives here in America. And we need this. The pendulum needs to come back in our way, because we had 8 years of Obama, which is just awful in every sense of the word.
Right. The as far as that goes, though, do you think Schumer and Clinton and Pelosi and all the quote-unquote leaders of the Democratic Party, do you think they actually have a hold of that right now? Or are the Sandinistas, are they getting in charge of this now?
I think that you've hit the nail on the head. People like this 28-year-old former bartender in New York are the new face of the mainstream Democrat Party until and unless the mainstream Democrats step up and say, no, this is our party, you're not going to hijack it, but I haven't seen any of that yet. And they're almost like in quicksand with Pelosi and Schumer and all these leaders. But, look at them. They're old. They're in their 70s or 80s or 90s. Bernie Sanders is almost older than God. And holy cow. I mean, if that's the best they got, and they got these young whippersnapper Democrat socialists who are basically a half step away from communists campaigning successfully, we're going to have to wait and see how this all shapes up. The Democrat Party could be confined to the bowels of inner cities before this is over with. And if that's the case, they're going to be weaker than they've ever been.
Well, but, I mean, sooner or later, you look at you look at New York City. And say what you will about Bloomberg, but Bloomberg sort of continued a lot of the cleanup that Giuliani did.
True.
And then de Blasio comes in, and now it's okay to defecate and urinate on the sidewalk and have homeless people all over the place and all this other stuff. And in San Francisco, they're finding the same stuff. I mean, you're about to see some mass exodus out of some of these cities where they, the Occupy Wall Street crowd just sort of seems like they just never went away in certain cases. They just not hanging out together in one spot anymore because, you got all kinds of stuff going on everywhere. How much longer can these inner cities take this kind of policy making?
I don't know. Look at Detroit. It is degraded to basically third worldish areas and parts of that city. They're bulldozing block by block. You can buy houses for $10 and $20. I look for ultimately a lot of these big cities to head down that path. And as the flight of everybody, not just white flight, but African-Americans, Latinos, other minorities move out of these cities that are just cesspools of corruption and high taxes and no jobs, and they move to more better places. I mean, look at Illinois. We're losing, I think, 80,000 people a year here in Illinois are fleeing the state and its taxes and its laws and all this silliness we've got going on. And they're heading to freer places like, gee, Texas. Who would have thought it? And they're being successful down there. In the economy right now, you can find a job without looking very hard. And
yeah,
it may not be exactly what you want, but there's opportunities out there in other places if you're in one of these bad, bad places.
Well, right now, supposedly, there's 372,000 or 392,000 more jobs than there are people to take the jobs.
Yep.
So, but you do have to be wherever they're.
That is the catch.
Yeah, you got to be. You got to be with. You got to go where the food is, as Kinnison would have said. So
I was just thinking the same thing. Exactly,
so,
right.
Yep, yeah, you got to go where the food is. So anyway, outstanding. See, this is what I like. Whenever I have somebody on the show that I've never had on the show before, and then he's wondering how's this going to be, and I'm wondering how's this going to be. Holy moly, we need to have coffee, John. I mean, we're just going to have to hook up and just hang out a little bit, huh?
I'm up for anything like that. You betcha. Anytime you're in Illinois, look me up and we will get together.
Roger that. John Bach is one of the featured writers at The Truth About Guns. This has been the weekly sort of week recap of The Truth About Guns, stuff I don't ever get to talk about with anybody. But, John, you'll be back, right? I can get you back, right?
You betcha. Anytime.
Okay. John Bach, Gun Save Life, Truth About Guns, check him out. We're headed to hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.